Rav Zayin, Yom Hei, Rav Zayin, Ches, Kislev. Frag de Gemorre. Teinach le tonne de vera bi Shmuel. Teinach le tonne de vera bi Shmuel. Da zemmer ve pishtim is exter. Da zemmer ve pishtim is exter. Because we know that Beged is Tzem of a Pishtim and says Akonof. So it's Mufne to learn Smuchim to Darshan Tzem of a Pishtim and Pishtim of a Tzem. Le Rabbonon Minolu. Rashi's Rabbonon don't have Tzem of a Pishtim Meyuter. Because the Fir Rabbonon, Beged means all Mine Begodim. So if Beged means all Mine Begodim, Alibed Rabbonon. If Beged means all Mine Begodim, Alibed Rabbonon. So you need to know Tzem of a Pishtim to tell me Tzem of a Pishtim Poitrim Ben Beminom Ben Shaloi Beminom Ushar Minim only Poitrim Beminom. So Meile Tzem of a Pishtim is not Meyusa. If it's not Meyusa or Tzem of a Pishtim, so Bemeile I don't have an extra word. So how I could darshan smuchim? I don't have an extra word. And Gemara says you have to have Muchach and Mufne. So Atena L'Tanen Rabbi Shmuel, it's Muchach and Mufne. L'Rabbonon Minolu. Rabbonon don't have a pasuk. Rabbonon don't have a pasuk to tell me that Tzem of a Pishtim is Mufne. So Tesis has a shtikul ha'ore bepshat. From when Rabbonon need a muchach v'mufne? The Gemara said, afilu l'Rabbi Yudha d'loi dorish smuchim v'mishneteir dorish because it's muchach v'mufne. Frag the Gemara, where it's muchach v'mufne l'gabi shatnes? But lefi Rabbonon, we never said that you have to have muchach v'mufne. This was the Seder HaGemara and Avdalet Amud Alef. Seder HaGemara was that lefi Rabbonon smuchim, lefi Rabbi Yudha lo idarshim, afu Rabbi Yudha lo idorish, v'mishnetei redorish. V'mishnetei redorish, only if it is muchach v'mufne. So then Zod HaGemara Shatnes, where it's muchach v'mufne? Zod HaGemara Shatnes is muchach v'mufne. Shatnes is muchach v'mufne. Zod HaGemara, Tadu Rabbi Shmuel, it's muchach v'mufne. L'Rabbonon Mai. So this whole kasha is a libet Rabbi Yudah. But Rabbonon that acholek on Rabbi Yudah. So what is the ganze kasha? Maybe Rabbonon take don't learn the Torah of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yudah learns the Torah of Rabbi Shmuel. So Taisa says when the Gemara says le Rabbonon mai, it's take only a libet Rabbi Yudah, nisht a libet Rabbonon. Rabbonon don't need muchach el mufne. But all the Rishonim learn nisht a zeh. That if everyone you have to have muchach el mufne. Like we saw in the Avdalet, the Iker Machlekes is if you dash and smuch in Bashar HaTeira or not. But that you need mucha v'mufne, this is everyone holds. Taisus l'shitos in Davdalet learns, no. L'fir Rabbi Yudah, when you have mucha v'mufne, you darshan b'kol ha'teire kula. And Rabbonon don't have to have mucha v'mufne. Those are the ganze machlekes, Rabbonon v'Rabbi Yudah be'etzem, if you need mucha v'mufne or not. The Rishonim, the Ravon learns, the Iker machlekes is, if b'kol ha'teire kula, you could darshan smuchim. Rabbi Yudah holds in mukdam mucha v'teire, those are the machlekes. But mucha v'mufne, you have to have l'kula alme. From where we know, Esa Deicha Loisase. Zog de Gemore, Nafkelei Meroishoi. It says in Metzoiro, Ve'oyo ba'yoy ma'shvi yegaleach eskol sa'ar, eskol sa'oroi, esroishoi ve'eskonoi ve'esgaboi se'inov, ve'eskol sa'oroi. It says twice, sa'oroi. Eskol sa'oroi, esroishoi, eskonoi, esgaboi se'inov, eskol sa'oroi. So it says that he has to shave kol sa'ori with a towel. Why he has to say roishoi, skonoi, gaboi se'ino? Shteit v'gilach es kol sa'ori. Roishoi, matal mudloima. Lefish and Emalo Isakifu is pass Roishchem. Shemean, he have Mitzoyro that he's not allowed to take off his payas. Talmud Leima Roishoi. That he is allowed to take off his payas. Esse Deichaloisese. Because Raitane, Akovas Kalaroishma Akova. If Akovas is a tzad that the Isur only to take off one payah. If you take off both, the main is you shaved everything completely. It's not called a kofas payas. Payas is when you take off one payah. When you take off the ganze payas, there's no isur. So if you them, the metzora shaves the whole thing. So there's no chidush taken. So kosover haitane a kofas kolaroish shmo a kofas. I need a pasuk that the metzora is allowed to take off the payas. So last time when you read pshat a gemara, I want to explain the gemara mamish be pshat. It says in the Mitzvah, "Vegilach eskol saoroi, esroishoi, eskonoi, veesgaboi seinov." For the Gemara, it says he has to take off his kol saoroi. Why I need to tell me esroishoi? He's allowed to take off the payas. He's allowed to take off the payas. And from here we learn out that esa is doicha loisase. And if it would not be written down roishoi, it would be only written down saoroi. He'd be not allowed to take off his payas. I don't understand why not. It says in the Torah, "Vegilach eskol saoroi." It says, "Vegilach eskol saoroi." The Gemara says, "Why I need roishoi? Without roishoi, he has payas. So what if he has payas? But state in Torah, "Vegilach eskol saoroi." State in Torah that he takes off all of his hair. If state in Torah, "Vegilach eskol saoroi," that he takes off all of his hair. Why I need a special pasuk roishoi? Matam lema lefish and emal isakiv bas roishchem. So he can't take off his payas. I need a pasuk to tell me that he could take off his payas. What is the tzad that he can't take off his payas? Shteit vegilach is kol saoroi. Shteit vegilach is kol saoroi. Shteit klo that he takes off all of his hair. All of his hair means also his payas. Al kocho the pshat like Teisus says in Gimel Amud Dal Amud Aleph, the top Teisus, that I would say pshat is kol saoroi se'ar shel eter. Inami, the pasuk is talking to a person that his payas fell off anyways. Nimretu saoroi sroishoi. Nimretu saoroi sroishoi. His payas fell off anyways. So I would think that a person that anyway doesn't have payas, then the Teisus said to take off kol saoroi. But if a person has payas, he's not allowed to take it. That he's allowed to take off his payas. This is the emes of pshat to read the Gemara. The ore in this pshat is, so when we learned of Dalet, was a ganze teisves with a Reb Shleime, to say pshat like this, sorry, shaleter. Lechure, it's not a teisves in of Dalet, it's often a Gemara. There's no way to learn the Gemara. The Gemara wants a mocker that esa dechaloise. Shtei that the Mitzera takes off all of his hair. So, from that alone, we can't say that he takes off his payas. Says Roishoi, I would think that he can take off the payas. Come on, he could. How he had a tzad that he can't take off his payas? It's mefurish in Torah that he has to take off. It's called Soros. It's called Soroi. The Torah says, I would optaich kol Soroi se'ar shaleta. I would optaich the posuk in a case that he lost his payas anyways, before that. If this is Dechatimtze, this is word by word, this is enough that. So, it's a psambat nezach. Teisa dir is keilu mechadish it on his own. Reb Shleime Matur tzach to explain how and what. I'm trying to explain it. Be'etzem, when we learn the Gemara, it's often the Gemara, ein echanami. So we call him, the Gemara wants to learn out Esa de Chaloises and not from Klein Betzitzis, nor from Roishoi. And the Gemara says, you can't learn out from there. Male lav da akof e shechilav shein ashove bakoil. This is the first part of the sugya. It's three parts here. The Roishoi, the Skonoi, and the Nazir. We're only in the first chalik of the Gemara. The Gemara learned out from Akofas HaRoish, from the Mitzoyro that is Megaleach Kol Saoroi, and state Roish, even the Payas, Esa de Chaloish, so the Gemara says it's only a Raya, Belav Shein Hashov HaBakoy. But we have to remember that in this Shlav of the Gemara, if someone will ask us, so what is the Mokar that Esa is de Chaloish, what we will answer? Mitzoyro. So how you know that Kilayim is de Chatzitzis? You learn it out from here. Right? This will be the mock of Klein Betzitzis. So the whole Rabbeinu Tam of Hutro and Tcheles Taker will switch on this step. When Rabbi Nutan said that Chelis is Mutter, Tzemer bePishtim, Pishtim bTzemer, the B'Diburecha Nemru, Shalom Vezocher, B'Diburecha Nemru, the Ganzer Rabbi Nutan, we never knew Gupshad exactly in Rabbi Nutan. But Rabbi Nochem Alamo, when he read the Gemara, he says, the Gemara was masking to park, to stay, that the Esed Chelis says here. So the Gemara, Lam Shem Hashavah Bakoyim. But the Gemara wants that Esa B'derech Elois is a lav dafem kilayim b'tzitzis. Can be, cannot be, that Rabbi Nutam has shtiklach teire and tzitzis, and the gather of Esa B'derech Elois and tzitzis is different, because this is the way the teire gave the parsha, the ganze archove, if it's a tzad that deer is not the mocker from Esa B'derech Elois. And the Gemara has a tzad that's not the mocker. So weiss though is that Esa Dechaloises and Tzitzis alone could bring the ganze Rabbi Nutam, could bring the ganze Hutro. It makes the avoid of the Hutro a sach shver. But as I some learn, yes, that's klaim, shat nestasik, dilin tasa lecho, b'diburecho nemru, and it's kilo bizar, as I neteir said it. I'm saying, here it's mefurish in the Gemara, that a numul Esa Dechaloises kushpart as it's. Lama zan derashi. Tener letonu v'Rabbi Shmuel dehayater leitzemer v'pishtim al rabbanon deleslu kol bgodim tzemer v'pishtim v'aitzemer v'pishtim lemeyater, because we need to know tzemer poiter b'sharp godim milonu, like we have talis and katan and we put chutei tzemer because we pass it like rabbanon kol b'onzat that beged is beged kol bgodim b'mashma and we put on chutei tzemer and a beged of katan. מנולם דאסי אסי בדרך אלוהי שעשה רואי שמעת מולם וממצאו יקסיב יגלח אסכול סערוי הרי רואי שבכלל לא מולי נכסיב רואי שוי כסוב הרייטנה דה יצטריך לי רואי שליטחו אסלב דלי צקיפו דה הקופס כל הרואי שמו הקופו ולא ימרין אין פאס כסיב אוני וון פאי כסוב רחמון אילגח אילב דה רובי קרו אבי אמין אלוהי ליקוף אלמה אבי אמין אלוהי ליקוף אין כל סערוי במסקיים אין השאר אז יש לי את כלו על מהשמיעים אין קרוא דאוסי אסה ודוחי אסלוי ססה ומהוכן נפקה הילקח זאת רשי יצא answer back to the סוגי אין גימל עמוד בייס יצטריך עולהו למי שר ער ולייבום דליטי מאוסי אסה דייבום ודוחי לא יססה לאחי סיש this רשי is a שוורי רשי אבל לא משתוף first you have to know how שיילס חוכם חוצי תשובה רשי ספיר זריס so רשי פיר זריס הזה so במילא אסי דוחי לא יססה So, Brazei, also, and Yibum, Yibum could be Deicha Achris Isha. So, Bemele, I need Oleo. What was the whole cash in Gimel? Why I need Oleo? Mechtesa that Esa, Yibum, or Deicha Erve. Minolam, the Esa Deicha Loisa. So, that's the Gemara. We learn out from Tzitzis. We learn out from Metzera that Esa is Deicha Loisa. So, I would think that Esa, Yibum, could be Deicha Achris Isha. Bemele, Shaitan Oleo, that he can't be Deicha. Freg de Minchas Chinuch, and Reish Nun Aleph. Even if I learn out from Mitzayah that Esa is Deichaloisase, I have a mocker that Esa is Deichaloisase. I have a mocker that Esa is Deichaloisase. But I don't have a mocker that Esa is Deichaloisase Shiesh Bekores. I have a mocker that Esa could be Deichaloisase. But I can't be, I don't have a mocker that Esa be Deichaloisase Shiesh Bekores. So even if I learn out from Mitzayro that Esa is Deichaloises, I will not know that Esa is Deichaloises Shiesh Bekores. So weiter I will not have. And this be'etzem when the Gemara finishes in Daf Zayin, Ashkron Esa Deichaloises, Loises Shiesh Bekores Midochi. And the Gemara says, Il me'ishtere ishtere. Tak it was not Salkedaitoch that the Esa Yibum could be Deichachis Isha. It's under a Salkedaitoch. But this Salkedaitoch that can never exist. As never said Gedaitoch that Esa Yibum could be Deichachis Isha. This is the never. So how Rashi feels I so near that if the mocker would be from Mitzayro, the man I would think that Esa could be Deichaloises. Meichateisa I would think that Esa could be Deichaloises Shiesh Bekores. As I frag the world. So Balabatish, some say, Rashi is going step by step. Step by step. What Rashi means. You're right. In a second the Gemara will ask it. The Gemara said, Meichateisa that Esa is Deichaloises. She answered Klein, she answered Mitzayro. The male, I saw Kedaitoch on Yibum. In a second, the Gemara will ask, Ashkron, Loises a Greide, Loises Shibakoras Minolon. How about step by step? Rashi is explaining the Gemara in a divine. You're right, in a minute, Eina Chanami, this Kasha will not be enough. In a minute, this Kasha will not be enough. And we will have to ask the next step. Ashkron, Loises a Greide, Loises Shibakoras Minolon. This will be the next question of the Gemara, the next step of the Gemara. Rashi is divine. Rashi is divine.
We already asked before.
Say that, so this is Seder HaGemara. But this, the, no, that's not true. The Gemara asks us to get in the Zayin. The Gemara breaks it to pieces and she goes back to the Kasha. Abazog Devel, this Balabati Shepshat cannot be. Because if this is what Rashi is trying to do, why Rashi didn't explain it in the Dalet Amud Beis? When we learn out from Kilayim, Rashi had to firois. Al mehesed achilois, it says, have a mina achisisho dochi, yibum dochi achisisho. The same thing. Why Rashi waited to the hey to firois? Abi, if you tell him, no, yeah, what you have esed achilois, it says. We speak about yibum. Not an esed achilois, it says. Let him to firois like a be yibum. So I would think that yibum is dochi achisisho. Now that we learn out esed achilois, you don't hear my kasha. Rashi feels like that if Esed Echeloise is there, Yibum also could be Doiche. That Rashi never said. And that's Dalet. Why Rashi, when the Gemara asked the Kashin, Gimel Amud Beis, how we know Esed Echeloise? Now the Gemara brings a marker. Rashi, Be'etzem, the Gemara doesn't feroise the Kashin till Dav Zayin. So it's one of the Minchas Chinuch and Imre Moshe, why Rashi in the Medav Hei already feels out the Maskonet that the Gemara says that it's not Emes. Because from here you only learn Ese Greide. You don't learn Ese Shiesh Bekores. Zog Balabatish, Ein Echanami, the Gemara will answer, just Rashi is going with the steps. The Vail, the Gemara doesn't Mechalik. You might have given him a Mechalik, but now we're building up the Sugya, so we learn how to Ese Dechaloy. So we may know who had in Be'ibu. If this is the Balabadish, when we finish the Avdar Adamud Beis, Rashi at the Firois, Al Mehesa Dechaloy, so say. Al Mehesa Dechaloy, so say. And the Mele, I will think that Be'ibu Mitzdech. This will be my Salkadaitoch. And Rashi didn't fear his eyes. Rashi didn't fear the ois and have given amud beis and have done amud beis. Only by us Rashi feared the ois. It's the same kasha we're going back to Minchas Chinuch's kasha and the Imam Moshe's kasha. Zog de Minchas Chinuch a gival di kechesh. Zog de Minchas Chinuch haze. The Ran and Shabbos, we already mentioned it, but now we'll do it Dvorim Mesudorim Keseda. Says if someone is sick because nefesh in Shabbos, and he has to eat and there's no what to eat, you're allowed to shecht the behemah and you cook the food and you give him to eat. Shaila is, why are you allowed to shecht? There's a bus on a vele, give him to eat in a vele. Zog the Ran, if you shecht to eat, you will have one avere. It's just neshama and Shabbos, shoichet. If he eats nevele, every time when he eats a piece of nevele, you will have avere. So it's better to have one big avere from having a lot of small averes. So it's better to have one avere in Chil Shabbos from having twice Isun avere. Zog de Minchas Chinuch, state in the Ran, what weighs more? Two lavim, or lav sheyesh b'chiv, misa v'kores, two lavim, a more chomor of a person did two lavim. Or a person made a lav sheyesh b'kores, where is more chomor? A guy that ate two lavim is erger, it's worse from one lav sheyesh b'koros. Zog de Minchas Chinuch habar hazeh, I have a cheshbon. When a person is makif the roish, he has one mitzvah. The gilach is kol sa'ori, it's one mitzvah. See later a little bit davon in that one mitzvah. But it's one mitzvah. When he takes off his payas, he has at least two averas. On every side he has an avera, and maybe in every 2 years he has an avera. But for sure he has two lavim. When he finishes to shave, he for sure has two lavim. Sekunta is that the esef and metzora is doicha shtei lavim. Not only one lav. Dairu emki laim betzitzis, the esef tzitzis is doicha one lav, the one lav of klaim. But the esef metzora is doicha shtei lavim. Lav of one payer, lav of the second payer. It's mamish like eating two pieces of chazir. Azei zog de Minchas Chinuch. Aber azei firto is de Minchas Chinuch. So come this as a. When the Gemara learned Esa Deicha Lois is from Klaim, I only had a mocker that Esa is Deicha one lav. And then Take only Stama lav. I don't have a mocker that Esa be Deicha Lois is a Shiyash Bekoretz. But now that we want to learn it out from Mitzayro, so we have a mocker that Esa is Deicha Shtei lavin. If Esa is doicha shtei lavim, kal v'choymer that it's doicha lav sheyesh bekores. Because lav sheyesh bekores is less chomu from shtei lavim. Shtei lavim is more chomu from lav sheyesh bekores. So if Esa is doicha shtei lavim, kal v'choymer that the Esa is doicha lav sheyesh bekores. Mele here be'etzem, in this shlav of the Gemara, zog de Minchas Chinuch, lefi Rashi we have a pshitus, even the Esa doicha lav sheyesh bekores. You're right, the Gemara will be choyzer from it. The Gemara will be choyzer from it. And the Gemara will learn that it's not a raya, because lav shein ha-shove ba-koil. So the maskone, we only have a raya that Esa is doicha one lav. Aber azay, I don't have a raya, lav shein ha-shbe-koiz. Aber in this shlav of the Gemara, in this shlav of the Gemara, when the Gemara wants to learn that Esa is doicha shtei lavim, the Gemara has a pshitas to the shayla of Esa doicha loisa shiyesh bekores. Mele in daf dalet, Esa doicha loisa, is no pshitas. Later is no pshitas. Punk in daf hei, that the Gemara wants to learn that Esa is doicha shtei lavim, I have a pshitas to the shayla to say that Esa be doicha even loisa shiyesh bekores. Firt ois de minchas chinuch, aber azei lahaloche, that we know that ein Esa doicha loisa shiyesh bekores. So lahaloche, ein esse deiche shtei loisuses. If lahaloche ein esse deiche loisus sheyesh bekores, so lemaskone ein esse deiche shtei loisuses. Ma pikuach nefesh zand. Deiche kol aterikulot together. It's not esse deiche loisus. It's not esse deiche loisus. Bezalem mechaschin. Bemeile lemaskone. Val. Esse sheyesh bekores is less chomu from shtei lavim. B'meile, yeah, b'meile, val esse cannot be doicha loisa sheyesh bekores. Savad de esse cannot be doicha shtei lavim. Ah, we found in Metzora that esse is doicha shtei lavim. We found in Metzora that esse is doicha shtei lavim. It's only b'shtei lavim she'neshove b'koil. It's only b'shtei lavim she'neshove b'koil. Aber stam, es ist not doicha shtei lavim. Das ist die Maskone von dem Minchas Chinuch, and he said that he found in Shishana Sa'amokim Azei, von den Primegodim, maybe it's a Rashbo and Davches is also Mashma, that es ist not doicha shtei lavim. This is the Cheshbon of the Minchas Chinuch. Now, let me gain lead. So the Minchas Chinuch's Maskone is that es ist not doicha shtei lavim. Kal v'choyim from the Ran. If the Ran said that Shabbos is less chomu from shtei lavim, and Esa is not doicha lo sheyesh bekores, Esa is not doicha shtei lavim. We mentioned already that is mamish kishgoga yoytzi mipi hashalit from the primegodim, even that azei firto is the primegodim. But we have a thesis in the Gimel Amud Beis, shteit klorin thesis bekil achar yad, thesis says, v'loy ashkechon chiluk, dibur amaschi lo yisa se sheyesh bekores, ואפילו בקיליים בציציס אפילו תרי איסורים. תייסס says that we learn out that אסס דייך לא יסס אפילו שתי איסורים. So תייסס is חוילק on the din of the primigodim. And תייסס says that אסס דייך אפילו שתי לאווים. So now, what is חויבו עלינו לבייר, the מלחס חינוך made a חש, רשי זה שתיקוב דייר, זה לאו דווקא. אבל the מלחס חינוך, בוא נרן, the Ran said that in Shabbos is better to shecht. Chaschinu said that in Shabbos is better to shecht to be over one big Yisur from over two small little Yisur. It's better to be over one big Yisur from two small Yisur. Because two lavim are more chomu from Leisa Shiesh Bekores. As they stayed in the Ran. So lechur, if Esa cannot be doicha loisa sheyesh bekores, Minchas Chinuch is right in Cheshbon, Esa cannot be doicha shtei lavim. So the shaila is, if we have a machlekes Ran and Teisves. Teisves says klor, Esa is doicha shtei lavim. The Ran says, loisa sheyesh bekores is less chomu from shtei lavim. Those state in the Ran, klor. If someone has a choice, loisa sheyesh bekores or shtei lavim, you do loisa sheyesh bekores. It's less chomu from shtei lavim. Zog de minchas chinuch. So if you make a cheshbon, if it's less, and the klal is ein esa deicha loisa sheyesh bekores, for sure ein esa deicha shtei lavim. Teisa shteit vakel. The shayla is maybe teisa so bichoylek and the ran. Don't say the shayla. Zog de veld. We mentioned Amal a little bit, but he will try to buy it us. Zog de vel, de minchas chinuch is nish muchach. Ken zayn, Tesis is right, Esa is doiche shtei lavim. The Ran is also masking that Esa is doiche shtei lavim. And even so, the Ran says, klepi Shabbos, if you have a pikuach nefesh, better to shecht the behemah and to be over one big avera from to over two small averas. Aye, aber da klal is, Esa is doiche shtei lavim. How it stems together. Zog de vel, the minchas chinuch is wrong, the tzushtel is wrong. Here, now that we learned this little bit, the sugis of Esther Chalese, we could say it in the richtige way. We could say it in the richtige way. The Sefer Rebuchber cleared the shayla. Someone is sick and he has to eat in Yom Kippur. He cries when he eats or not. Nebuch is sick because nefesh, he has to eat by Yom Kippur. He cries or he doesn't cry. A lot of stories on Gdolei Yisrael. They ate and they were crying. They had to eat in Yom Kippur. Hazek Leot Rebbe Ochber. Ochber Klaas, he never found someone that does a bris milah and Shabbos and is crying. The baby, but the father for sure not. Why? Why not? Why is that sad? Oh, Shabbos, Nevos Kementon. Why the guy that has to eat in Yom Kippur feel so bad? The Moshe, you know, someone... Shh. A person has to eat in Yom Kippur. He goes to ask the Shaila, Efshar, yeah, Efshar Nish, yeah? Why would they tell you can make a bris in Shabbos? Maybe it's yellow, maybe not to make. You don't try to get out of it. I don't know, I'm not in the mitzvah, right? Yom Kippur, you know, you try what you could to get out of it. What is the difference? Zagreboch Ber. Rebuchber was mesupik. He was mesupik. He had a tzad that you don't have to feel bad. Chaznish says you don't have to feel bad. But Rebuchber was nemtzachon, and as a klal Yisrael nemtzachon, that you have to feel bad. Zog Rebuchber, who asher dibarnu? Pikuach nefesh is tchuyo. What is the pshad is tchuyo? Even if it's muta. It's aver. Aber what's coming to him? Pikuach nefesh. V'chai v'loi shiyomus. Esa dechaloysa se, like we explained, if he all has bearing, we'll go with the Ramban, it's easier to explain it. The loisese was not said by Mokim Des. The loisese was not said by Mokim Des. It's not a fair to share to Mal and Shabbos. Not only stay kvosim by Shabbos, but Diborechot Membru. The Esser de Chaloisese, I ask you a shayla, Metzora has to shave, he has to feel bad that he has to shave. The Koyanim, Aaron HaKoyan shaved all the Koyanim, they had to feel bad. Oy, avada nisht, avada nisht, avada nisht, avada nisht. Why? Why avada nisht? What is the answer? What is the answer? Esa deicha loisese, the loisese is not there. Mashenge pikuach nefesh, the aveira is here. Is a matter of pikuach nefesh. Azay veis tois, ef shomaz mitbal. Meile zog de welt, was will de minchas chinuch? If you ask me what weighs more, two averes, or loises a sheyesh b'koras? Avade, two averes, as they state in the run. Avade, two averes, as more chomu? To have two averes? More. Avade, to have two averes, as much more chomu? Avade, it's much more chomu? No vas. Mele zog deran, and a person is having pikuach nefesh, he has to have averes. He has to eat. Shalom, what he will eat? So he has to be left in the end of the day with the least averes that he can have. So we tell him, shecht, have one big avere, tezel. Better from having a lot of package of a lot of small averes. Because one big avere is less than two averes. This is the reason the Ran says, shecht the behemah, have one big avere, and not to have two little averes. But legabe esa de chaloisa se, the koyach of the esa is to matche the love. Is matche one love, and is matche the second love, and is matche the third love. In the end, I don't have a love. The esa has the koyach to be doicha a love. Listen carefully. But he doesn't have a koyach to be matche a loisa se sheyesh b'koras. An Esa has a koyach to be matcha alav. He doesn't have a koyach to be doicha aloysis sheyesh bekoros. He has a koyach to be matcha one lav. He has a koyach to be matcha a second lav. He does it 10 times. Doesn't make a difference how many times he does it. But the koyach of the Esa is that he's matcha the lav. The koyach of the Esa is that he's matcha the lav. So what? How much lav him is matcha? And the end of the day, all of the lav him are nitcha. The pikuach nefesh is not matcha de lav. I'm allowed to be over aveira b'mokim pikuach nefesh. B'meile, now listen carefully. Val esa deicha loisa say he's matcha de lav. He's matcha 1, 2, 3, 4. Lamashane. Every lav is not said b'mokim de esa. So, as if it's posher to you, a person had a mile one Shabbos, second Shabbos. Every week he has a bris mile to do for a kid. So, he has a problem. Every esa is deicha de lav. He doesn't have a lot of averes in the end. Seven mitzvahs, lo meshane. But lemaisa the pshat is, so the same mitzvahs, matcha de lav, matcha de lav, matcha de lav. In the end of the day, all of these lavim were not said. He doesn't feel bad. Aloysa se sheyesh bekoros is a big avere. That big avere, the esek cannot be doicha. It has to be, but two little averes, way more. What's the shayches? The two little averes. This avere was not said by Mokim de Lav. This avere was not said by Mokim de Lav. This avere was not said by Mokim de Lav. Zalom Hashaneh. The tchias, again, the esses, the lav is not said by Mokim esse. No? Mechet esse. This, mechet esse. This love is not said by Mokim Deese, and this love is not said by Mokim Deese. A love sheyesh bekoros is a love chomu. That love was said by Mokim Deese. In pikuach nefesh, the pshat is, the love will be there. And this love will be there. So in the end of the day, I will be left home with two lavim. It's worse to be left with two lavim for to be left with Aloysius Sheyesh Bekoros. But when the love is not said, b'mokim de'ese, so the love is not said here, b'chlal. The whole tzushtal from the Minchas Chinuch is nish muchach. Rashi wanted to say pshat. But if we ask in Yeshayle, it's muchach that the Ran is choylek and tesis, the Teretz is nish muchach. Can't say in Tesis and the Ran are masking, like Gabi Pikuach Nefesh, Tesis will say the Chiddush like the Ran. And like Gabi the Tesis, the Ran will be masking to the Tesis. I'm left, it's Aveire. Like you cry when you eat in Yom Kippur. You ate. I'm explaining why you cry. It's going to happen. Happened. You are either Aveira with a heter. This is the whole vote. When you understand why you cry, I will explain to you this. But this was. But Klal Yisrael do cry. Zog Rebuchber. It's Aveira mit a heter. I don't know. No. The Imre Moshe declares a shaila. If a person has a pikuach nefesh and he has to take off his payas, there's an operation he has to pass, he has to cut him off. Clears the Imre Moshe and Simon Yud Beis Shmuley. Clears the Imre Moshe and Simon Yud Beis, what is better? What is better, Claudim Ramosha? It's better that he will take it off himself. Oh, he can't take it off. So a different yid could take it off. Or he has to ask a goy to take off his payas. So a lot of times, lemaisa, person has a cut, he has to take off his payas to have stitches. Claudim Ramosha aloch. You have to ask a goy to take it off, or you could have a yid to take it off. What is the tzedot ha'sofik? As a halacha, the Gemara says in Makos that in a kofas haroish is mitzuve side makif side nikif. Two people are mitzuve. The one that gives the haircut is oiver, and the one that is given the haircut is oiver. Gemara says lavshein b'maise. When he moves a little bit, he's mesayer. But the nikif is oiver and the makif is oiver. Now the Gemara says the makif is oiver a zochor. Isha is not mitzuve in the mitzvah. A makif is oiver, even if he's makif a cotton. Dainu, not only if he's machshil the person that you take off pace from an older person, then avadu oiver. Even if you take off pace from a kid, the makif is oiver. Even if you take off pace from a kid, the makif is oiver. Echad a makif, echad a nikif. Klaus the Imre Moshe, here is a pikuach nefesh. So the person that has a pikuach nefesh is allowed to take off his pants. About the makif. Try. About the makif. About the makif. Klaus the Imre Moshe, you don't have to have a yid to do it. You don't have to have a yid to do it. You could have a guy to do it. You don't have to have a yid to do it. You could have a guy to do it. And if the guy will do it, there's no pikuach nefesh. That you have to be shaved, pikuach nefesh. But the chelek, that the guy that is makif, there's no din the yid will do it. If a guy will do it, will be no aveira. So one tzad is, you're right that you have a heter to shave yourself. But the one that does the shaving, that lechura do by a guy, don't do by a yid. Oy dilme, I'm not mitzuve. But Azevi, the yid is not allowed to shave a little kid. He's not allowed to take off the pears for me, even that I have a head that's pikuach nefesh. Oy dilme, when I have pikuach nefesh, I'm like grass. Like Azevi, that person is allowed to cut grass. You're allowed to take it off the hair of a guy. It's pikuach nefesh, it's not called payas. A little kid, it's payas. Granted, he doesn't have a mitzvah. But the hidden pikuach nefesh hasn't been allowed to take it. It's no inyan that he will not take off the payas. No. No. Shh. As I cloud him, this is Satan Stein. I'm saying, I'll be my Moshe. Azek lo'adim remoisha. If the pikuach nefesh makes it like grass, so there's no inyan not to cut it off. Oh no, I have a heter, so I'm like a cotton that I'm not mitzuve. Pikuach nefesh is matir. It's the pikuach nefesh that is no isu. But Ravade, the makif to take a goy. Zogdim remoisha, he has a raya from our sugya. Bishleim the mitzoyro has a heter to shave. Esa dechaloisese. But why is allowed to be shaved by the koyin? The Rambam states that the koyin shaves him. Take a koy. You write by him. It's esa dechaloisese. But the one that is giving the haircut doesn't have to be a Yisrael. Could be a guy. So what is the heter? To him to take a haircut by the guy, by a koyin. If we learn that mitzoyro is not esa dechaloisese, Hashem said to do it beside. But as mevur in the sugya, as a mevur, it's no din that someone has to do it. It's no din. Look at the Moshe inside. If you see the Moshe inside, it's no din. It's no din. Who could do it? Everyone could take the haircut. Why the Rambam brings down that the Kohen does it? He doesn't have to do it. When it says the Kohen did it, look at the Moshe inside. I'm just saying over the Moshe. I'm not saying entire yet. So why doesn't it stay in the Gemara that a guy shaves? Why doesn't it say that a guy has to shave him? If the shaving of the mitzvah is esa dechaloisese, vayis lo yisog dim remoishe, when it becomes muter, it becomes like grass. B'meile hu adim bepikuach nefesh, you don't, when you have to go to the house, when you have a cut, you don't have to have a guy to take it off, you can have a yid. And here the Imre Moshe goes to Yevamos the Kishtikel that I don't want to go in. He wants to mechir from here that if one person has a mitzvah, the other person also has Eser Necheleise, to answer the whole shayla that we asked in Avgim Lamud Beis, it's not our noise. We didn't bring it then. This is a mahalach of the Imre Moshe to try to answer the alta shayla that he has the mitzvah, the Yevam has the mitzvah, the Yevam has the mitzvah. Abazundere Shmuz. His name Ramosh is Teire, not Negalos. But if you will be saying now from Rebuch Be'er, the name Ramosh is Pshittes from our Sugye, hot nishken Shaychus. The name Ramosh is Pshittes from our Sugye, hot nishken Shaychus. Hot nishken Shaychus. Why it doesn't have Shaychus? Eine Chanami could be in our sugya, the kohen is allowed to give the haircut. The kohen is allowed to give the haircut. Why? Esa deichaloisa say. So was, it's not, the love was not said here, Bichlal. But in Pikoach Nevesh you cry. Even Pikoach Nevesh you cry. So I thought the love was there. The love was there. I thought I had the same shaila. 12 years ago, my son was very sick. I'm a kohen. Son is very sick. She was going to Pekuach Nefesh. So I had to rush to a hospital, Hadassah. I had to make a CT, a ganze meise. The meise, my son is a kohen. I said, no, if I'm Pekuach Nefesh, 2 more minutes, if you don't run in. So I said, the kid has Pekuach Nefesh. But stayed in the Gemara, Emor v'amarto, lehazik doyim alaktanim. Kohen is not allowed to be nitma lemeis, and is an isur to metame the kohen. So I don't have to go in. I'm a kohen. I don't have to go in. My wife was planning to take in the kid. But my wife pushed the carriage in, so she's metame the kid. So I want to know if I have to hire a guy. Because the guy is not mitzuvah. I have a pekuach nefesh to take the kid. But my wife to be over and the isur to metame. So I asked Rabbi Yashiv. My shver told me, Avada. Avdem is no heter. Avdem is no heter. The same is what we said. Pekuach nefesh is a avera. So I have a heter. The kid has a heter to go in. But the isur letame is also. And Rabbi Yashiv said, no. Well, it's because nefesh, the kid is mutter letamois. If the kid is mutter letamois, you're allowed to metame. You're allowed to metame. So that's the I'm saying, this lomdus of the Imre Moshe is negia lemaise. It's not stamp shat. A suffix in the Avonis Advorim. The shaylev in the pikuach nefesh, the pshat is no isur here. If there's no isur here, bichlal. And the mele is no isur to shave him, is no isur to metame him, other than it's not isur. I arsuge, as the chalosa says, andere zach. The love was not said. The love was not said. The Imre Moshe was metame it. But the Fira Baruch Ber is taken nish daim. The Fira Baruch Ber is nish daim. Rebbe Liashi passed like the Imre Moshe. He said like the Imre Moshe. But Ravadim, we can say nish daim. Now, look. Before we mamshir the next shlavda in the Gemara, and Tesis garnished the Efrekta Kasha. Tesis garnished the Efrekta Kasha. We know, we mentioned yesterday from the Shagasariya, that Esa is Doicha Loisese is only when it's Be'idne. The Moshe. Hashavas Aveide. If you pick up the Aveide, it's Esa Doicha Loisese. But if you have to walk into the Beis HaKvor, if you have to walk into the Beis HaKvor, so Mele, when you're walking in, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, it's not called Be'idne. Esa Doicha Loisese is only if it's Be'idne, and the same time that you're doing the Esa, you're Doicha the Lav. Frag the Tais is garnished. When the Mitzvah is Mekayim the Mitzvah? Only when he takes off all of the hair. If he doesn't finish to take off all of the hair, Avada is not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Vegilach es kol seore. He's over the Aveire when he takes off the first payer. As I frag the Tais is garnished. So the male afraid that this is garnished out in the climate. Afraid that this is garnished. What is the whole sugir? How the Gemara wants to learn out that the mitzad esa deichaloisa What is the shayches? It's not beidne. So it's shh, no. Shh, no, no. So it's mashma and the taste is garnished that it was trying to answer that mikol makim it's one mitzvah. Mikol makim it's one mitzvah. Mikol makim it's one mitzvah. We have to understand lechur it's poshet as it. Yishai lebolbo is kasha bichlal. Maybe I will explain this kasha. This kasha was the world asks the kasha bets and because it's gonish fight the kasha. The Gemara wants to learn out from here that says the chalaisas fight that is gonish. It has to be beitne. Here when it starts to shave, he doesn't do the mitzvah. Only in the end he's doing the mitzvah. So Val is only doing the mitzvah in the end. So we can't say yes, the chalaisas. So he asks him, well, it's not only in the end. It's one big mitzvah. He shaves the whole here. It's one big mitzvah. It's one big mitzvah. This is what he answers. Chulat Teretz is very poshut. For sure, it's one big mitzvah. Like someone has to do a beer. The mitzvah is the whole beer is the mitzvah. See, right, here the Aveire, near the whole beer is the mitzvah, the whole beer is the Aveire. Here Be'etzem, the first pay is Aveire before the mitzvah finishes. So it could be he felt, has to be that the mitzvah and the Aveire mamish the whole time are the same. And it's not enough that the mitzvah is overdoing the Aveire. Has to be that it's the Zelbetzeit. Ken Zayin did what was bothering him, and he answered that it doesn't make a difference. It's also called Be'idne. This could be Pashtas that was bothering him, that every time the Aveira and the Mitzvah are mamish, here it's one long Mitzvah, and the Aveira is already piled in the middle. But I think Reb Shleime explained that this is Gomish was asking a Tifer Shaila. The answer is the same answer. I'm asking you a Shaila, a person that has this hole here. A Mitzvah, he shaves, he has a Mitzvah. A person that is a Mitzvah, Nebuch, he doesn't have here. So he has a smaller mitzvah when he shaves or not? What? Avada nisht. A mitzvah nevach, someone who shaved half of his hair. He comes to be some midrash, oh, he only has a half of his hair. So he does the other half. He has the same mitzvah. So be'etzem, the first part is not really a mitzvah. Be'etzem, the mitzvah is only the last minute. You have to get to the end to do the mitzvah. But be'etzem, you don't need the beginning for the mitzvah. You don't. It's not like a beer. You need a beer for the mitzvah. Here, you have to shave off the hole here. Avad, and I'm asking, what if he doesn't have all of his hair? Luyatzur is a galak also. He's a bad person, and someone in the middle of the night took away half of his hair. He gets up in the morning. He has the same mitzvah. V'gilach is kol sorry, and the mitzvah will be only here. Right. So now when he's starting to shave, when he finished the thing of the first payer, he says, you know what, I changed my mind. One second, he says, I changed my mind, now he does tshuva, now again he has the whole mitzvah. So be'etzem, the first part, zogdeteis is gomish, it doesn't make a difference. You're right. Zogdeteis is gomish, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Lemaise, today that he has this here, and he's taking it off, it's called that he's doing a mitzvah. Say that. But this was the Masa Umatn. That is a chidush, that even at Lemaise, Lo Yitzir, that here will not be there. The mitzvah will be only on the other part. But now that everything is there, everything is a part of the mitzvah, the mele etz doich. So what is the Gemara's answer? And here I want to show a very stark yahor. Zog the Gemara, we can learn out from Eser Tzitz, from Metzoyro, why? Shiny Metzoyro she'ulav she'eino shove bakoil. What is the answer? No. Esther dechaloisem mitzayro, because payas, it's a lav she'eino shove b'koil. So what if it's a lav she'eino shove b'koil? So when you read the Gemara, I've written down that Reb Nachum was Mesupe, I didn't see it in Sefer. What is the Pshat in the Gemara's answer? Everyone we have when he reads the Gemara, such a small lav she'eino shove b'koil, it says doiche. But a fester lav, who says that it's doiche? This is the easy way to learn the Gemara. A big lav, I have a makor, a lav she'eino shove b'koil. A lav she'eino shove b'koil? Mechateis. First, I don't know why lav she'eino shove b'koil is a shvacher lav. A smaller area lav is a shvacher lav. Can't say. And we stop. Maybe it's a shvacher lav. Maybe it's like a shvacher lav. Can't say it's a shvacher lav. Can't say. And we stop with this dilemma that it's a shvacher lav. I want to tell you a second tzad. But there's no reason to say a second tzad. But let's talk about a second tzad. And about you'll see where is the nafkamina. I would say Esther could be deicha loisase. No, Esther is not deicha loisase. Only loisase in shove b'koil. Why? We said, what is the getter Esther deicha loisase? The lav was not said in this case. What? Hashem gave a lav. You want the lav not to be said in this case? Mechateisa that the lav is so reflexible, kilu, not to be said in every case. But a lav shein shove b'koil is anyway a zeicha lav that geit azein azein. No, a lav that geit azein azein can zain Esther could be deicha. I know it sounds very schwach, mechateisa to say like this. It's a marsho in daf dalet amud alef. Listen carefully, a very shver marsho. Teisus clears in dalet amud alef if noshim are allowed to wear kilayim. So the Rabbi's height mentioned as meinin azay, as noshim are allowed to wear kilayim. They don't check their clothes. Teisus clears if noshim are mitzuvet and isur kilayim or not. What is the tzad that they will not be mitzuvet? What is the tzad that they will not be mitzuvah? What is the tzad that they will not be mitzuvah? Valet says, "Gdilim tase lecho, lo yisil bashatnes." Valet says, "Gdilim tase lecho, lo yisil bashatnes." So I would think, mi sheyeshnei begdilim tase lecho, yeshnei belo yisil bashatnes. מי שאינוי בלויסיל בגדילים תעשה לכו אינו בלויסיל השעטנס ומילא נושים דל ענד מצווה אין ציציס ענד מצווה אין שעטנס נושים דל ענד מצווה אין ציציס ענד מצווה אין שעטנס זוג תייסס, I have a riot that נושים מצווה אין שעטנס the Gemara we bought down 3 days ago in Shir Gemara and Beitze קיליים למי חוזי what the Gemara says למי חוזי חוזי for the ladies Weiss tois noshim ha-metzuve in Shabbos. Frag the Marsho, I have a better raya, I have to go bis beitze. The Gemara wants to learn that Esther dechaloises if kilayim betzitzis. If kilayim is not noig benoshim, it's lav shein ha-shove b'koil. So why the Gemara didn't answer? Mali kilayim shechein lav shein ha-shove b'koil. Why the Gemara has to answer in the fei? Let the Gemara to answer in the fdaad amud beis. I can learn that Esther dechaloises if kilayim. Mali kilayim shechein lav shein ha-shove b'koil. I can't learn out. Malik ilayim shechilayim shenashove b'koil. So why Tesis has to go m'merchak tovi lachbo? Beitze yudalet shtei dat noshim ha-metzuve b'kilayim. Because kilayim ha-maychozi. Minei, so like the Marsho, minei t'chiyach. The Gemara wants to say, it's the Reloise, and the Gemara says in the fei, lav shenashove b'koil, answer kilayim is ha-neshove b'koil. And the Marsho has one teretz, a lange teretz. Inam izog the Marsho, it's b'chlan ha-rekashe. You write that kilayim. What do you, I want? I want that the Gemara of David will say that I can't learn out as a dechelois and a kolat teref from kilayim betzitzis. Malik kilayim betzitzis that is lav shein hashove b'koil. I will answer you very pashut. Oh, but the esse is also shein hashove b'koil. Tzitzis is also shein hashove b'koil. So it's exactly the same. When the esse is also shein hashove b'koil. So what I'm answering, let the Gemara to answer. I can't learn out kilayim betzitzis. Es nechaloise from kilayim betzitzis that the es is doicha kilayim. Why? Maybe es is only doicha lav shein hashove b'koil. But it's not doicha numa lav. It's not doicha numa lav. What is the raya? Maybe the Gemara can. That's the Marsho's kash. Zog the Marsho, I'll tell you a teretz. The Gemara cannot say that I can learn out from kilayim betzitzis because it's ein hashove b'koil. Because dear, the es is also ein hashove b'koil. So what the Marsho means? So it's equal. I can't learn out Esa de Chaleisa from Akof Asarosh, because Esa is Doicha Ashvach Elav. Esa is Doicha Ashvach Elav. I don't have a riot that Esa can be Doicha Ashtark Elav. How I can learn out from Esa Tzitzit that Doicha is Kilaim, Kilaim is Ashvach Elav. The Torah says, but the Esa Deer is also Shvach. The Esa Deer is also Shvach. So, Shvach Esa is Doicha Shvach Elav. I can learn out that every Esa is Doicha Loisese. I can learn out that every Esa is Doicha Loisese. This is the Marshal's Torah. This is the Marshal's Teretz. So the Marshal wanted that we will not learn out from Kilayim Betzitzis. Because Mali Kilayim Betzitzis, that is Lav Shein Hashem HaBakoil, Zog the Marshal, that's Nishkin Taine. Even if Kilayim is Ein Hashem HaBakoil, but Valde Esa is also Ein Hashem HaBakoil, so b'mele, I could learn out Nikol HaTirikulo. Frag the world, the Teretz of the Marshal is Azag Lata Teretz. Why the Marshal, it's not so simple to him, this Teretz? What the Marsho asked the Kasha? Proof from Kilayim Betzitzis that Esa is Doicha Loisese. So the Marsho, it's not a riot. And the Marsho, why they didn't prove from the fact that Esa is Doicha Loisese wouldn't have from Tzitzis, I Kilayim is in a Shove Bakoil, is a riot, Kilayim is Shove Bakoil. So the Marsho, Oid Yeshloimar, that it's not a Taine. Well, dear, the Esa is also Shvach. What is the Marsho Sofek? What is the Marsho Sofek? It's so pashut to say this question. Zog the world, does he give the suffix from the marshal? If the pshat of love sheinu shava bakoil, it's a shvach of love that you could be doicha him. I don't have a raya that Esa is doicha evi loisase. It's doicha love sheinu shava bakoil. Who said that it's doicha evi loisase? Zog the marshal, aber from kilayim I could learn. Even that kilayim is doicha, tzitzis is doicha kilayim, and kilayim will be not shava bakoil. But the mitzvah of tzitzis is also a shvach mitzvah. So it's exactly the same. A festa lav, a festa lois esse. A shvach lav, a shvach esse. It's exactly the same. So I can learn out from tzitzis, doiche kilayim, to edi esse doiche lois esse. I, kilayim is lav shein hashove bakoil. I, kilayim is lav shein hashove bakoil. But the answer is, but the esse there is also shvach. From a good esse doiche shvach lav, I don't have a right that a good Esa is Deicha Ashtark Elav. Aber a Shvacha Esa Deicha Ashvach Elav is exactly like a good Esa Deicha Ashvach Elav. Aber if we learn that the tenets of the Gemara in a Shove Bakoil doesn't mean that it's a Shvach Elav. It means that this Elav is the easier Elav to be Deicha. So what if the Esa is also a Shvach Esa? But the assignment is that I can learn out from a lav shein hashove bakoil lekol haterekulo. A lav shein hashove bakoil is a andere mahalach. That lav you could be doiche is a andere mahalach. While it's a andere mahalach, but mainly you could be doiche. But I can learn out from andere zach. Some want to say maybe an andere nusach. The reason the Marsho was not pushed him to answer that even if kilayim is ein hashove bakoil, you could learn out as the chaloise, because tzitzis is also ein hashove bakoil. Because could be tzitzis is called Shove Bakoil. Why tzitzis will be called Shove Bakoil? Even that noshim are not mitzuva b'tzitzis, aber noshim could mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. Even that noshim are not mitzuva and mitzvah tzitzis, but they could mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. So the mele it is called a esa Shove Bakoil. Then our suffix is be'etzem that the Marsho is saying a double poshut. That Esa, if Kilayim, even if Kilayim is Ein Shove Bakoil, I could learn out Esa Deicha Loisese because the Esa is also not Shove Bakoil. And our suffix is, the London suffix is, why the Marsho is Mesupik about it? Why it's only a Vaoid Yeshloimar? Why it's not a Glata Teretz? So one of the two, other because the Lav Shein Shove Bakoil is not because the weakness, the Yisrael of Lav Shein Shove Bakoil is because it's an Ander Elav, other because the Marsho was pushed to him. The Marsho was pushing to him that the SF tzitzis is be'etzem called Shove Bakoil, even that Noshim apotu from the tzitzis, but they could be mekayim the mitzvah. Just want to ask if the Olam could come a little bit more in time so we could finish in time. Thank you.